say if you were going to pour something from a regular size container into something with a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a
funnel.
Okay. And say if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a
whip.
And if you bought some things at the store now, the grocer would put them in a
Paper bag.
Okay. What did, say 50, 25, 50 pounds of flour used to come in?
25 or 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Big sacks. We call them flour sacks.
Uh-huh. What other kinds of sacks or bags did you have?
We had, we call them tow sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Made out of burlap. We had cloth bags that we used to keep carry corn to the mill in.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that amount of corn that you take?
Carry a bushel of corn to the mill.
Well, was there any other expression you heard?
Turn.
Okay.
Yeah, carry a turn of corn to the mill. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you remember Guana sack?
Oh, sure. Sure. We used to make clothes out of Guana sack.
That was a finer weave?
Uh-huh, yeah, it'd be a cloth bag, you know. Used to buy the Guana and cloth bags, and people used those bags, so you could make clothes. I've known people to make sheets out of them for the beds. Of course, it wasn't very, very pretty, but that answered the purpose.
Uh-huh. Sam, if the light wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new
bulb.
Okay. And to carry the washout to hang it on the line, nowadays you'd carry it out in a
clothes basket.
Okay. And say if you opened a bottle and then wanted to stick something down in it to close it again.
Stopper.
Okay. What would that be made out of?
Cork.
Okay. And say if you went out and got all the wood you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you had a
turn of wood.
Okay. Any other way you'd use that word turn?
Well, go get a load of wood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a load of wood or a turn of wood. Bring in a turn of wood.
And say if someone on a wagon that didn't have a full load, you'd say he just had a
half a load.
Okay. Did you ever hear a change or a grist or a jag of wood?
No, we call them cords. Cord of wood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard of cords of wood to have cut a cord of wood.
Mm-hmm. And, something that, musical instrument that you blow on like this.
French harp.
Huh?
A French harp.
Okay. What about something that goes like this?
Juice harp.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I've seen lots of them. Did you ever see a juice harp?
I've never seen anyone play it.
I used to play a juice harp. Some. I haven't seen one in several years, though.
And if you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call that long wooden piece between the horses?
That's your wagon tongue.
Okay. And, what about if you have a horse and a buggy?
You just have a horse and a buggy.
Well, to...
Fasten them, shays, buggy shays.
Okay. And,